I'm going to give you a little thumbnail about what we have planned for this afternoon, and of course there are a few surprises, but before we do anything else, I would like to thank Ethel and Mary Ellen for taking care of registration. Mostly I want to thank y'all for coming and keeping what we call the Pelican spirit alive. Okay? So without further ado, I would like to introduce Reverend David Trimble, who is the newly appointed, well, not anymore, but newly appointed minister at Byron Baptist Church. Okay? Brother David. Yes.
Is there anyone here named John? Anyone with the name John? Well, there's a reason I asked that. This Pennsylvania Dutchman's been calling this pre-jeans, pre-jeans, pre-jeans. All the way down 49, I practice this. Pray John, pray John. So whoever is John, I've been praying for you all the way. 148 years ago, when I called it the Civil War, but Porter Wright, remember Porter Wright?
Amen.
He corrected me. It was a war between the states. They had a pastor at Baton Rouge. It was from Pennsylvania, W.W. Crawford. Well, here we are 148 years later, and another pastor from Pennsylvania. Now, I served the church in the mid-1960s and in the mid-1980s. And I'm there a third time because they couldn't find anybody. But I thank you for giving me an evergreen welcome. I've been there about a year and a half now. We're going to pause for just a word of prayer at this time. And if Steve-O arrives, I'll do the prayer all over again. No problem.
Get over here, Steve-O.
Let us bow our heads, please. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the nourishment of our body that comes from the food that you provide. But we're very aware that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God that comes from you. We thank you, Lord, for the Methodists, the Baptists, the Catholics, and the five little black churches around Evergreen, all dispensing the word of God from their perspectives. We thank you, Father, for the fellowship of this hour and of this community, a community of faith, a community of kindred minds and spirits. We thank you for every one of the Evergreen community that nourishes our spirits with their love, their acceptance, and their reaching out to those who are in need. We're mindful this day as we bow our heads of those who have passed on before, those who have meant so much to the lives of these in this room, and how we pray for their widowers and their widows, their children, for those, Father, who go through the heartache of loss. But we know, Lord, that all those who have gone on before is our gain and have made us what we ought to be. In Jesus' name, we ask that you have blessed this assembly, the leaders who have worked hard to make this assembly a success and a time of great happiness, the greatest happiness, the smiles on each other's faces that give us joy. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to offer a moment of silence, but before I do, you may want to offer some names. This week I had an opportunity to visit with Elsie Riche, who recently had cancer surgeries, and at the end of Dove and I's visit, I guess he saved the worst news for last as we were leaving from five away. They have found additional spots on his lungs. I talked to him a few minutes ago. He's really feeling upbeat. His attitude is a lot better. His voice is stronger. So we're going to keep him in our prayers. Also, yesterday, Dr. Harold Amo informed me that a heart transplant he had several years ago. I needed a little repair work, and he had three stents put in, and he said that he regrets so much. He waited until the end but he said he's just too weak to come. Births have caused us to miss some people, illnesses, back home, Ruth was in the hospital, in and out, and having some health issues, and Ken Janis continue to have problems. Are there other people that we should mention at this time? Anyone else? I'd ask that you bow your head for a moment of silence for those people. Thank you.